Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, King Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Minvale, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning and welcome to Bayou Sports, right here on beautiful Main Street in New Iberia, across from Bullany Plaza, along the beautiful Bayou Teche.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, the weather's been relatively dry, is what we expected.
That's for about a day.
and I know we're expecting some more as we hear a fire truck go by, so hopefully that's nothing. A couple of fire trucks. Hopefully that's nothing major going on.
Yeah, they do a lot of EMT work.
Yeah.
Not just putting out fires.
Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully that continues because, you know, I'm hoping I can play golf tomorrow, man.
Oh, yeah, it might be a little soggy.
Yeah. My wife and I walked the golf course yesterday. Saw a couple of – it was from a distance. I believe they were whitetail, but, man, they were huge. They were really big.
Really?
Yeah.
They eating well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Out there at Cane Ranch, man, it's just gorgeous.
They suspect for rain this afternoon, probably 40 to 50% chance this afternoon.
So a couple of, you know, a couple of things relative to LSU football, but not directly LSU football. I want to talk about one thing, just such a sad deal from Bayou Sports. We want to wish Kevin Falk and his family our condolences and all the best in the passing of his 19-year-old daughter.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Kevin, I got to know Kevin when – as a player at Karen Crow, my brother-in-law was the defensive coordinator on those teams when Kevin was there all 4 years. And but then when I really got to know Kevin was as the head coach of Karen Crow. He came in and did a camp every summer. Brought Randy Moss with him 1 year.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Just Kevin's a super guy. Just worked. I don't think people can ever appreciate how hard a guy like he worked to stay in shape and to play the length of time that he did in the NFL. I would see him during the summer come out and run stadiums, running the same stadium routine that they ran when he was a player for Mac Burrows.
Wow.
Legendary coach Mac Burrows.
First time I ever saw Kevin was when Nish played them in 92, maybe, somewhere in there. He was a sophomore. That's when he had the kicker. I can't remember.
Wade Ritchie.
Yeah. And they listed him in the program as 160 pounds. I go, there's no way this kid weighs 100.
Well, I tell you, he played in the NFL at about 180, 185. He was small.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't tall. He was 5'7", 5'8".
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was thick.
Yeah. But just best wishes to them. Kevin married his high school sweetheart from Karen Crow.
Okay.
Been married all this time. It's still not out. I've heard a heart issue. I don't know. But just terrible news out of LSU. He won't be with the team this weekend. And we wish him all the best. Kevin actually succeeded me as head coach at Karen Crow.
Really?
Was not the head coach on paper.
Okay.
Rip Evelyn was, but he was the head coach.
Okay.
And then eventually left and went to LSU. On a more positive note coming out of LSU, happy days for Sam Nader. Sam Nader has been the assistant athletic director at LSU.
A 1,000 years.
For the past 9 coaches.
Yeah, I knew it was a long time.
Okay.
I think Charlie Mack was his first one.
Nope. And that's going to be a part of the trivia question I'm about to do.
Charlie Mack
was not.
Okay.
But Sam's been through 9 head coaches, 3 national championships, 6 athletic directors. The most even-keeled, kind, nice, just awesome dude. If anybody ever got a chance to meet or will get a chance to meet Sam Nader, just a fine human being. Auburn graduate, they forgave him for that at LSU.
If you went to veterinary science.
So congrats to Sam. Now, when I saw this, I did my due diligence and saw that he had been through 9 head coaches. And I can spit out head coaches for LSU very easily. Now, don't answer this, Turbo.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
All right. But I'm going to name the obvious 8. I want somebody to give me the 9. not so obvious night.
You kind of told me the answer, but I'm
okay. So I'm going to go Coach O, Les Miles, Nick Saban, Jerry DiNardo, Mike Archer, Bill Arnsparger, Curly Hallman, and Jerry Stovall. All right, but I'm not going to say the not so obvious one. So if you want to call in and get a happy, is it? I forget the mug. It's Paul Schechsner's mug,
right.
Happy Days mug.
Yeah.
Happy Cajun mug.
Yeah.
From Paul Schechsner. Paul Schechsner's got it. Paul was jogging this
morning. Yeah, I saw him.
Well, he's in good shape, isn't he?
Yeah, man, to be that good looking and at that age.
Exactly. I tell you what, he's got one of the cutest daughters. He's got two good looking young boys, but that daughter is, I believe she's a senior this year at Calicut. She is a beautiful young lady. I pick on her brothers about it. You better watch that little girl. You better watch it. And look, she bakes great. It's macaroons. She's a macaroon.
A cookie?
Connoisseur.
That's a cookie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So give us a call at 367-1240 if you can come up with a not-so-obvious ninth coach, the one I did not mention in there, that Sam Nader has been a part of their tenures at LSU. All right, so NFL comes out with their power rankings. USA Today. Is that a caller?
It is.
Oh, looks like we got a caller to see if they want a mug.
Who Googled it?
All right, you're on the air, Bayou Sports.
Hey, okay, I want to give you the name of Bull Ryan.
No, that is not it.
That's not it.
That actually came after. That was before that. So this guy in the last nine, Bo Ryan came before Stovall, I'm going to say. Actually, and if he didn't, I'm talking about this guy. Bo Ryan never had a game attributed to him as an LSU football coach. There's actually one in there that comes between DiNardo and Nick Saban that actually has a game attributed to him, and I just kind of gave it away. But no, and of course, Bo Ryan, the coach that LSU is North Carolina. Did we get
North Carolina State?
North Carolina State, split back veer guy that died in a plane crash.
Right, in the Atlantic.
Yeah, in the Atlantic Ocean. Just horrible.
He was on a recruiting trip to LSU.
Absolutely.
You know,
great.
He was named, but he never coached.
Correct.
Okay,
so
well.
So that is a great. That's a great guess, but in the last nine, he's just not one of the last nine.
Okay, well, whatever. Okay, but
okay. Thanks for
the guy that
you're
naming is probably an interim coach.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
This is not I got a secret now.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
thank you so much for calling in.
All right.
Okay, later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was a great guess.
Yeah, it was.
It's a great guess. Because and actually, it's a – yeah, I mean it's if you really don't look at chronologically, that's the first name that would jump into your brain. Is that.
Yeah, when you said not Charlie Mack. So,
and I believe it was, I don't know if it was an SEC storied or a 30 for 30 that they had the story on Bo Ryan.
I think it was
an
SEC.
And I loved it. Did not realize he was a split back beer guy. He learned the beer from Bill Yeoman, I believe, at University of Houston, if I remember the story correctly.
And a young guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say he was in his 30s, maybe late 30s.
Yes. Interviewed the wife and the family and everything. It's just.
And the last person, recruit, it was a kid up at Treeport that he, and I want to say he ended up coaching in Lake Charles at St. Louis, because when Catholic High played, oh, what was that young man's? He was an offensive lineman at LSU.
Interesting. So, anyway, continue to call in if you got that answer. Almost gave it away on that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
So, all right. So, NFL top 10 power rankings, which have been, of course, they get heavily adjusted after the first week, probably over-adjusted after the first week. A lot of knee-jerk reactions. You know, number one, the Bills. The Bills were ranked number two or three in most polls.
How far did they
drop? They dropped to 10 in this one.
Okay.
In this particular one, they dropped to number 10 in the USA Today, which is kind of the one that everybody
and they play
follows.
They play your team this weekend.
Do they?
The Dolphins, I'm pretty sure. Okay. In Buffalo.
So they come out and just don't look good against the Steelers. And Josh Allen did not look good.
No.
He, you know, everybody was expecting Josh Allen to really just pick up where he left off last year. You got to realize the Bills won their last six regular season games last year and did not lose until the AFC Championship.
That's right.
to the Kansas City Chiefs. Everybody really thought that that was their kind of knock on the door, is to use a Bum Phillips analogy, knock on the door, and now it's time for them to kick in the door.
Yes.
And just did not look good. So they dropped to 10. Just barely ahead of the Packers and the Ravens, who really dropped hard. The Ravens, every time I think of the Ravens, you think of the electricity of Lamar Jackson, but the problems equated with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
In that he doesn't take care of the football real well, and he just, I don't know, he just
carries it like a loaf of bread sometimes.
He gets happy feet. Sometimes it's like, am I going to throw, am I going to run, which leads to sacks. But boy, when he gets moving out in the open
field,
he's
electric.
He's as close to Michael Vick as we've ever seen.
You're right about that.
Closest thing to Michael Vick, and I loved watching Michael Vick play football.
Oh, yeah.
You can say what you want about Michael Vick. I'm not going to say I loved watching Michael Vick play football as much as I loved to watch Chris Jackson and Shaq play basketball, play football as much as them playing basketball. That was probably the greatest thing I've ever been through.
Yep.
As far as must-see TV for me in college was when Chris Jackson and Shaq were on TV playing basketball.
Muhammad Ruff.
But I'll tell you, when Michael Vick was playing football, whether in college or NFL,
he was excited.
I wanted to watch it.
Electric.
The Chargers, who are 1-0, they've got them ranked at 9. I think they haven't moved very much. Herbert throws for 337 yards and a touchdown, and a road win over Washington. I think they dropped a little bit because I think everybody thought the Chargers were going to handle the football team a whole lot better than that. Now, they play the Cowboys this week. Now, the Cowboys just lost DeMarcus. Is it DeMarcus Ware? Is that the defensive? They just lost their best pass rushing defensive end.
Yeah, that's
for
him.
6 to 8 weeks.
Yes.
So that's a big game because the Cowboys looked awfully good, awfully good in week one, and with Dak Prescott just lighting it up against Tom Brady and the Bucks, but of course they fell short. The team that did look good in week one that I hate, they look good because I hate the Seahawks because I hate Pete Carroll. Although I like Russell Wilson, I do like Russell Wilson, but. I'm sorry, Russell. You play for a team that I don't like. I was so happy when, is it Malcolm Butler that picked off the worst call in the history of the NFL, in the history of the Super Bowl?
Yeah, on the goal line.
The slant route on, is it second down? You've got Marshawn Lynch in the backfield.
Yeah.
And you're throwing slant routes.
Yeah. On a third and one, maybe second
No,
one?
I think it was second.
Okay. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Worst call ever, but I loved it.
Got Tom another ring.
Yes. I think that was karma paying Tom back for the helmet catch and those Giants losses. Anytime anybody says, oh, Brady, man, he should have had two more, well, there's one that he really shouldn't have had.
Except
for that horrible call on the goal. He shouldn't have had that.
Yeah, that game was won by Seattle.
Yes.
And lost.
Lost. So Russell Wilson, he goes 18 of 23 for 254 and had just one. That post route that he threw with 65 yards in the air was just a thing of beauty. So those guys are at 8. It's 7. The Niners, hard to believe. You know, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me if you really thought that Jimmy Garoppolo is your future quarterback, which maybe they didn't think. They go and get Trey Lance so high in the draft.
Garoppolo's got to be up in age too, isn't he?
I don't know. But
he played with the Saints 1 year, didn't he?
I don't recall that.
I thought
he could
have.
They end up squeaking out a win over the Lions, 41-33, although it looked like they got a little passive at the end. They were winning by a lot. I think the Lions may have scored like three straight unanswered in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was a four touchdown.
Held a 28-point lead. You are correct, before Detroit made a late comeback. Of course, Elijah Mitchell, 19 carries, 104 yards with a score from 38 out.
And he's the number one running back right now.
Actually, Joe Mixon rushed for the most yards.
No, but I'm talking about with the 49ers.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Because I was actually talking to Morvan about that. It's he and another guy. We'll see who starts.
Yeah, he's going to start, though. I saw that in one of the fantasy boards.
Yeah. And I picked him up as well.
Me too.
I picked him. What? No, I can't say I picked him up.
I picked him up.
I've got to check. I bid on him.
Well, I picked him up as we were talking on the phone.
Yes, I know. But I did bid on him. I bid $80 on him
Okay.
In my league. So we'll see how that turns out. I think I should find that out today with Thursday Night Football coming up. At number six, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who jumped a lot. You know, the Steelers last year was such an anomaly. They start out 10-0.
Yeah, that's right.
And then fell apart like a cheap leisure suit.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, just fell apart. And they get beat. The Browns, I believe, beat them in the playoffs. And
yes.
Just looked awful. But they come out, play really good defense like a Mike Tomlin team typically plays. They beat the Bills, who was everybody's darling. A lot of people's Super Bowl picks. And I'm not talking about just people like me. I'm talking about ESPN analysts, yeah. All this. You know, the Bills are the...
Well, they always have the Aaron Rodgers context that it's just one game.
Just one. No, you're right. You're right. And, again, this could be knee-jerk reactions right here. The Saints all the way up to five. Speaking of knee-jerk reactions, they jumped from 16 in this poll to number five.
They were impressive in their play.
Yes.
With all the outside problems and issues.
Of course, famous Jameis throws five touchdowns, only 148 yards, passing 14 of 20.
I can take that all day.
They travel to Carolina, pretty much same kind of area. No, well, a lot north of Jacksonville. They travel to the East Coast, toward the East, as they did to Jacksonville last week.
Yes.
And take on Carolina, who's quarterback now by Sam Darnold. I don't think Carolina was just that impressive. You barely beat the Jets.
Yeah, and they scored 19 points.
Yeah, barely beat the Jets. Cardinals, everybody's been waiting for Kyler Murray to really get it together. Not that he didn't get it together last year, but he's so electric.
He's in his third year.
Yes. He really got it together the other night. 21 of 32, 289 yards, five total touchdowns, dominating fashion over a really good Tennessee Titans team.
At Tennessee.
Yes. DeAndre Hopkins, six receptions for 83 yards. So, you know, he's got a great target. He can run himself, do so many things. A team to be reckoned with. The L.A. Rams. Boy, you know that Jared Goff just has to be hating the L.A. Rams.
He doesn't have any. He's not sending them holiday cards.
Now, what Jared Goff can do, I always say, when you want to get back at somebody, when you truly want to get back at somebody, you don't worry about them. You be the best you can be.
True.
And if he can lead Detroit to the playoffs, he can say, hey, Stafford, yeah. I did something that you could only do three out of like 11 or 12 years.
Yeah.
Then lead him, you know, so. And he did lead him to 28 late points against the Niners.
This is true.
But Stafford comes out on the red carpet Monday Night Football. First series throws a towering post route off of play action, which is the staple of that offense, and does what everybody was projecting him to do, which I know Jared Goff is just hating. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to hate it. They beat the snot out of the Bears 34-14, and they are immediately, when they see Stafford, who's going to pick up the offense better and better every week, they just see them. And, of course, the Rams have a great defense.
Yeah.
Anchored by the greatest defense, one of the greatest defensive linemen ever to play, future Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Not a big guy.
Aaron Donald.
Not a 6 foot, 300, maybe.
He's a bad dude. Yeah. He is a bad dude. Chiefs at number two. Beat the Browns 33-29. Mahomes. You know, the thing about Mahomes is he scores all kind of fantasy points, 337 yards, three touchdowns, and it just looked like an average game for him.
Yeah, just
or maybe below average.
Going through the motions.
But got it together, and of course Tampa Bay at number one when you combine all the things. But Tampa Bay did, hey, we're going to find out how good Dallas is, but because Dallas had their chances. But again, to me, this is what made Tampa Bay so impressive. They turned it over four times. And still won.
That's right.
They got killed in the turnover battle and still won. That doesn't happen that often in the NFL against a good football team.
Yeah, but one freakish turnover.
One was a Hail Mary at the end.
Yeah.
But, you know, you turn. I mean, both of those, if there's a scorer, as we discussed the other day, you're not attributing either of those to Tom Brady, because one is a Hail Mary, the other is Leonard Fournette playing volleyball.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tipping it to the other team.
A dig.
Yes. So we'll keep track of this poll. It looks like it comes out on Wednesday night, Thursday mornings each week, the USA Today, and see how that matriculates through the year. And, it's just funny because the Packers were in the top three or four, and everybody early on. The Ravens were way up there. Of course, the Bills were way up there. So we'll see. Saints were down low. And we'll see how that moves around, how it shucks and jives throughout the year. All right, we're going to come back. It's football Thursday. We got Cajuns football.
That's right.
So we're going to analyze what's coming up tonight at Cajun Field. Cajuns playing Ohio.
The Bobcats.
We got Bobcats right there in ERAD.
Yes, we do. We got them in the woods, too.
Yep. So we'll be right back right here. Remember, if you could come up with that LSU coach, the not-so-obvious LSU coach, one of the last nine that is not Coach O, Les Miles, Nick Saban, Jerry DiNardo, Mike Archer, Bill Arnsparger, Curly Hallman, or Jerry Stovall. If you could come up with a guy that's not them, that officially coached as a head coach in at least one LSU football game, give us a call right here, 107.5 FM, 367-1240.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs. Friday, the 80s experience. Saturday, cross country. And Sunday at 2, it's Gino Delafoss. Remember, never a cover at the Quarter Tavern. And next week, no Sugar Cane Festival. No problem. Quarter Tavern, second annual Fay Dodo will take place September 23rd through the 26th. Thursday, it's Chubby Carrier and Zydeco Trio. On Friday, Sideshow. Saturday, the Cajun Company Band. And Sunday, the cast kicks off at 10, the Bad Boys 2 to 6. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
At Arsenault Ford, we know how important it is to keep your vehicle maintained and on the road.
We make it easy and safe to service your vehicle with curbside service, no contact service, and in some cases, pickup and delivery.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, welcome back. We got a phone call. Maybe we got a call about the
Well, let's see. Trivia. Okay.
You're on with Bayou Sports.
What's up, Brovsky? What's up, Turbo?
Hey,
what's
good morning.
What's going on, Ponce de Leon?
When they fired Jerry DiNardo, Hal Hunter coached one game and won.
Yes. The only guy batting 1,000 for LSU as a head football coach.
Yeah, I think a lot of people wanted to hire him.
Yeah, no, I tell you, we were just discussing him. So Hal Hunter was actually the South Louisiana recruiter, which blew me away. And not that Hal wasn't a nice guy, but Hal had the most typical, like, Minnesota, Wisconsin. I mean, the guy talked like this. I mean, it was just awful. I mean, I think he would say, "What's that all about?" he was almost from Canada, man.
Yeah, that's like a little New England jargon.
He was just so fish out of water down here, and it never would have that wouldn't have worked. And of course, Nick Saban got the job anyway. So,
and then Charles McClendon had a guy that filled in after him and never coached a game.
Bo Ryan. Was called by Bo Ryan. We actually had a caller call in and thought that we were looking for Bo Ryan, but Bo would actually be, if you would consider him as one, he'd be the 10th. So if you go in chronological order, you go from O to Les to Nick to Hal to DiNardo to Archer to Arnsparger, Hallman, Stovall, and then Bo Ryan would fall right before Stovall.
Right.
And, you know, Curly Hallman never had a winning season.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a – I tell people that all the time. Never take for granted when your team is doing like it's doing, because I think the LSU fans, we could be going through some tough times. Just like people forget that was it David or Mike Shula – was the head coach of Alabama, and they were horrible. I mean, they were bad. You know, Ray Perkins. You know, although Ray Perkins, I think he'd win about eight games. Yeah. He'd win eight games here and there.
There was one of the Alabama linemen that coached him in the late Debuse or something like that.
Yes, yes,
They were pretty bad.
They were
then
bad
too.
Then. No, they. The first big winner to follow Bear was Gene Stallings.
Yes.
Won the national championship.
Who played for Bear.
Yeah, beat Miami. And talk like him, it was almost the same guy.
That's right. That was in about 92 or 93.
Yeah, 92, I think, is when they won the national championship.
Yes.
George Teague, big interception.
Yeah, out that game. Yes. I was at that game when he stole the ball from the Miami offensive player.
Well, Ponce, with Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dowboy, you got a cool, happy Cajun mug for Paul Scheck, courtesy of Paul Scheck-Snyder in his gallery.
Oh, good.
So we're going to get that.
I didn't know there was a prize tied into
this. No, you got a prize, cousin. Oh, we big time over here.
That's right.
Sort of remind me, they've been talking on Facebook about the Pelican Creamery and Pete the Pelican, and I won some things on that in the 50s.
Yeah, there you go.
The Pelican Creamery, man. What,
you're dating
what
yourself.
Memories, the lunch counter there. The wow. Yeah, you're right.
Ponce, we appreciate
guys,
the call,
have
buddy.
A good day.
You
Alrighty.
Have a great day
okay,
yourself.
Ponce, thank you.
All right. So we've got a mug sitting right here for Ponce. We'll get it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can always give it to Eric Hike when he comes in.
Hopefully he doesn't drop it.
All right, so Cajuns, we're going to quickly look at tonight's game. So you've got Ohio coming into town. Ohio has lost to Syracuse 29-9, lost to Duquesne 28-6. Coming to the Cajuns, going to Northwestern the next week. So they are trying not to go. They haven't gone 0-3 in quite a number of years. but it is, it's not looking good for the Bobcats. You know, just looking at stats, this is the biggest thing that bothers me about the Cajuns right now. I'm going to use the word identity.
Okay.
There's an old saying, Carol Delahousie told me this. Carol Delahousie, if you're younger and don't remember, Carol Delahousie's a Hall of Fame coach from St. Martinville. And when I was able to get an audience with coaches like him at a young age, I listened to everything they told me.
And a big-time bass fisherman, too.
Yes. Of course, his son Trent ended up being a head coach for a number of years in Lorville.
Who's, I think, still the athletic director.
No, he is not. But
not
he
now?
Works there.
Okay.
He works there.
All right.
But he always said, you know, Brent, if a team doesn't have a tendency, normally they're pretty bad. Or if a team doesn't have a go-to guy, they're normally pretty bad. Well, the Cajuns are not pretty bad. There's no doubt.
No.
And you can say, hey, if you're diversified, that's a good thing. You don't know who to key on. But I do believe in big-time games, you need go-to guys. Guys that you just know you're going to, who you have to go to.
They're
going to
make plays.
Well, the Cajuns on offense, of course, Levi Lewis, he's the trigger man, so he's a part of every play. But you still don't see either a runner or a receiver emerging as the go-to guy. Of course, Chris Smith, you think's the guy,
he's small.
In two games, he's only averaging 11 carries.
Yeah. And he's not.
Next is Imani Bailey with averaging 5.5 carries. Receiving. Your leading receiver, and he's spreading it around now, but your leading receiver is Kyron Lacy with 6 catches for 67 yards. Jalen Williams, 5 catches for 71 yards. Brand new guy last week, Michael Jefferson, 3 catches for 84 yards. Now, defensively, you got Zion Hill, Catholic High grad, leading the way with 13 tackles, a sack, and 2 hurries. Chauncey Manick, 9 tackles, 1.5 sacks. I want to see Levi find a dude. You see it in the NFL. Did you watch the Raiders the other night? They're looking. They want their tight end.
Yeah, Waller.
And he's on my fantasy team, and I love it.
I think he was targeted.
Oh, he's targeted
20 times.
Oh, my God. But you need a guy. And then you know what? When they start doubling that guy, it opens it up for everybody else.
Sure.
I could be wrong here. You know, diversification, I guess that's important. It is important. You know, that hey, they can't just go to that guy. But I do think you need a guy. They got Doggett. When we're getting man coverage over here, we're going to that guy.
Yeah. I still think Lacey's a guy.
Well, he's definitely
with all
got
due respect to Peter LeBlanc.
Yes, I'm with you. I'm with you. No, Lacey showed something in that catch against Texas. And he showed something late last year. You've also got the young man from LCA.
Yes. His name escapes me right now. But
yes, his dad coaches. Earl Rogers.
Yes, Rogers. Yes.
Rogers. So we'll see that moving along and see tonight. Man, I really want to analyze and watch the game close. I've had some offers to go, and, you know, we got tickets, but I want to watch this thing on TV and really get a good look at what's going on. But
Chris Smith is – my fear for him, he's just light. You know, Elijah Mitchell had 30 pounds on him.
Yep. So the Bobcats come in. You've got Curtis Rourke, the quarterback, who's thrown for 310 yards, 70% passing. O'Shawn Allison, 21 carries, 119 yards. Another runner, DeMontre Tuggle, 23 carries, 109 yards. Receiving, their go-to guy is a young man by the name of Jerome Buckner, 7 catches, 102 yards. And then Ty Walton, 9 catches for 68 yards. You've got a defender in two games, has 20 tackles, 2 for loss, in Bryce Houston. So he's got to be a defensive end, or thinking a linebacker with that many tackles. If he's a safety, then that's not good.
Right.
If he's got that many tackles in two games. So going to be watching the Cajuns close tonight. If you get a chance, get out and, you know, Mr. Maggard, Dr. Maggard has promised that the concession issues will be fixed. I think that's going to be as much a storyline on social media as the game itself, because it was a cluster.
Really?
Yes. I mean, it was – it got every bit as much attention as the Cajuns' near loss to the
Not
to
enough
earners.
Outlets and not enough people.
Yes, there was a not enough nothing.
Okay.
I mean, I think it was just overall just okay. really bad.
All right.
Multiple issues. All right, so we're going to be right back. We're going to get Jason Morvan on the phone. We're going to talk about fantasy picks. Remember, you got to get your fantasy. I haven't gotten mine in yet. I got to get my fantasy team in for the day. Who plays tonight in the NFL? I guess I should know that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
Sure.
About who's playing tonight in the NFL. We'll be right back. Get Mr. Morvan on the phone. We're going to talk fantasy football right here at 107.5 FM.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
At Arsenault Ford, we make it easy for you to purchase a vehicle that's customized just for you.
Our customer order program makes it easy. Pick your model, your package, your color, and accessories, then we'll have a special delivery just for you.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs. Friday, the 80s experience. Saturday, cross country. And Sunday at 2, it's Gino Delafosse. Remember, never a cover at the Quarter Tavern. And next week, no Sugar Cane Festival. No problem. Quarter Tavern, second annual Fay Dodeau will take place September 23rd through the 26th. Thursday, it's Chubby Carrier and Zydeco Trio. On Friday, Sideshow. Saturday, the Cajun Company Band. And Sunday, the cast kicks off at 10, the Bad Boys 2 to 6. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main. Across from McDonald's.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back. Right here, 107.5 FM. We've got Jason Morvan on to talk some fantasy football. We got the Skins and the Giants tonight. I don't think a whole lot of people probably have a whole lot of players on the Giants or the Skins. I mean, maybe Saquon Barkley, he's questionable.
Yes.
Yeah, and Coach, that's why it's so important to get those backup running backs. How many times do you have – running backs coming into the game, questionable.
Yeah, but I would say, do you have Saquon on many of your teams? I mean, I know you've got so many.
Zero shares.
Yeah, I just, he's a guy that you just such a question mark.
Yeah, and he this is what he's got going. I mean, he's talented as they come. He's on a bad team with a bad offensive line, and he's always hurt. You want any part of that? I didn't.
And that kills me because Derek Dooley, my buddy, he's over there. We've got tickets. Tina and I have tickets to the December, I think it's 19th game against the Cowboys. Yeah, we're gonna do a little early.
Dallas.
Yeah, and you know, selfishly, I want them to win for him. As a matter of fact, when I texted him, I said, "Hey, can you look at see me setting me up with some tickets and maybe get on the field and all that stuff?" You know, before the game, he said, "Man, I hope I still have a job come back."
When do they play?
This is December 19th. Is that game?
Oh, yeah, that's a wild out, man. That's he might not. You know how that goes.
Yeah. Well, typically, but if they do get rid of the head coach midseason, they're just going to make an interim for the rest of the season. They won't.
Should still have a job.
Yeah, that shouldn't affect the assistants, but still. And I do know, and the name of the head coach at the Giants escapes me right now. Joe Judge. Yeah, Kaplan guy. Yeah. Great former player that actually is the head track coach now.
Sulphur.
Yeah, it's Sulphur.
Yeah, Joe's a good guy,
yeah,
man.
Played at McNeese. But, yep. Joe Judge is a really – he's one of the few NFL coaches out there, really no-nonsense guy, big toughness guy. They practice a little harder than everybody else. He's a little tougher on his players than everybody else, and that works as long as you win.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm not – everything works as long as you win, but those players' coaches, of course, they get away with it a little longer not winning because the players there's not anarchy.
Right.
Right.
I'll tell you, the Bill Belichick system would not work. If Bill Belichick continues to lose, people will – they're going to start not playing hard for him because – they just when you're a hard ass, you got to win.
You better win.
And look, and I'm telling you, I'm one of them. I was one of them. You got to win because when you're running a tight ship, and you're holding kids accountable, players accountable at every turn, and you're not giving them, letting them get away with anything. It makes it difficult when you're not winning.
Oh yeah, winning changes everything.
No doubt. So give me some advice this week. What you think we're looking at this week? What are your feelings coming into the week relative to fantasy?
Man, So the waivers on my Masters League go in on Wednesday night, which was late last night, and I get on my phone not late but 9 o'clock. So I get on my phone about 9:30 to see what's going on because Fuzzies doesn't go in. They don't process till like 10 or 11 this morning. So I kind of get a feel for how bidding's going, and even more so on my Yahoo League, they go through Tuesday night. So I get the local flavor Tuesday, then I get my main stuff, and then it's the Fuzzies on Thursday morning. My God. It happens kind of every year that people jump on one hot pickup, and that guy's from Erath, and they are bidding, I'm telling you, in every league, from the $100 leagues I'm in to the $2,700 league, I'm seeing percentages of budgets at 41.5 was the lowest, all the way up to one guy bid 100% of his waiver wire.
So my 80 bucks that I threw at him is not going to cover it.
It's going to take a $400 bid in Fuzzies to get him with $1,000, which is 40%. And I actually need him on one or two teams, and I've got a couple bids north of that because I need him, and I know how this goes. After about week 5, 6, 7, you have people lose interest. You can get guys for cheaper. There's not as much out there because people have been picked through. But there's always guys. So I don't believe in saving all your money on there to bid, but I also don't believe in, ending the season with 90% of your budget. Then you're like, man, I could have got this guy and that guy. And here's the thing. He's not the clear-cut number one. You have Trey Sermon, who was being drafted in some drafts ahead of Mostert. So the guys, they drafted him high. He's a big-time guy. And I just don't think that Mitchell's going to get, 80% of the carries or even maybe not even 60% of the carries. So And I don't know if he's much of a receiver out of the backfield. I don't think he's the.
I know that's something he needed to work on. That was one of the things in the after he was drafted at the Senior Bowl.
They
wanted to see that because he did not catch the ball out of the backfield for the Cajuns.
Right, and so that you have that going. I still think Sermon. Now he's not going to be available anywhere because he was drafted in every league. But I still think he's a fantasy guy that might be a little more viable because in PPR, man, you get that point per reception. So it's the typical first week knee jerk reaction where, you know, somebody spent $100, which was 50% of their budget on Winston. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know, he could have got Winston for a $10 bid. I mean, it's just. I mean, he's not going to throw five touchdowns every week, and he's not going to be ultra efficient. Although, as a Saints fan, I hope he does.
Correct.
I would love to see it.
You always got to separate. Especially when you've got as many teams as you have and the money invested, you have to be able to separate that. You know what you want and what you need.
Yeah, a guy offered me a trade yesterday, and he's offering me Kamara, but he wants. My number two receiver, and he wants Nick Chubb, and he wants to give me back a receiver that's nowhere near that. And as much as I like Kamara, I'm giving him two studs, a first and a second round pick for a first rounder and an 18th rounder. Overall, the trade doesn't work for me because it just, you know, as much as I love Kamara, I'd rather my two guys than the two guys I'm getting.
Yeah, I think this week, you know, of course I'm starting Christian McCaffrey. But my other back, I'm going with Fournette. I like the way that they try to target him
That's not a bad play. I'm going to tell you, I got him in a couple of leagues. I didn't go overboard on him. Him and Jones both fell. So I just took some dart throws in the 12th, 13th, 14th round with people like that. And also Melvin Gordon, who everybody was down on, ended up getting him in the 9th or 10th round. And listen, people are like, oh, Melvin Gordon, he's done. I'm like, hey, I'm taking him in the 9th or 10th round. Who cares? If he doesn't make it, the guy you were picking up instead of him that you were going to draft probably wasn't going to be much of anything either. You know what I mean? So it's a crapshoot after round probably 6 or 7, and you just take chances on guys, and you hope guys hit. And is my whole season on Melvin Gordon? Absolutely not. But if he hits, man, it makes it go for you. And that's what you got to do in these. So, and is Murray available in your league?
Kyler Murray?
No.
Latavius Murray.
You know, I got to check. He was available as of earlier this week.
I would put a secondary bid on him. Like I said, the Williams guy looked really good Monday night, but he's going to – they go with two backs and – hey, he's a play away from if Williams gets hurt, he's the man now. So,
Jason, so much of this comes down to guys getting hurt.
Oh yeah. And roles change too, and they people go in the doghouse and all that. So you know how a season can be, and the NFL is so just fluid, and it's always changing, and people get hurt in the doghouse. Roles change. The quarterback gets hurt, so that changes the running back affects him. You know, the whole nine yards.
I can think of a guy probably that a lot of people didn't jump on early that looked so good last week, but you never know with this guy is Antonio Brown.
Yeah, and there's so many mouths to feed over there. I mean, can they score 30 some points every week? Maybe, but they're going to have to.
Because they do have a lot of dudes. They got a lot of dudes.
To make all those fantasy players viable, well, they're not all going to be viable. Because either the backs are going to be viable one week and two of the receivers the next week. And I mean, they had all four receivers. Well, Evans was, see, there you go. So they as much as they did, Evans did nothing. So somebody's going to.
Yeah, because I've got Godwin's my number one guy.
Yeah, and I sure hope he's not the guy that misses out this week because I have him in my biggest league. So I'm but somebody.
It looks to me like Brady wants to go to him. The bigger the situation is, especially down by the goal line, it looks like he really likes Godwin.
Girl.
Yeah, and he's he's a freak, man. He's just a freakish athlete. I mean, he's the kind of guys that win you fantasy leagues just because they're his athletic and physical ability. You know?
As long as Gronk's there, he's going to Gronk.
Yeah, but Gronk just ain't. And look, Gronk scored twice last week, but he's not Gronk anymore. He's not.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's not. But he's got to go to. He trusts him.
Yeah.
It's just like the Saints tight end that people are bidding, you know, 15% of their bidding bucks on him, and I'm like, he had 3 receptions. He's not doing that every week. I'm sorry, he's not scoring 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, he's got to get receivers. You want targets, targets, targets. And when I texted you Monday night watching that game,
Waller.
Waller's going to get 200 targets, and I'm loving it because I've got him on my big team. So you know, that it's all about targets. Quarterbacks, it's about efficiency. Yeah. And running backs, it's about touches. You know, are they going to get 25 touches, including receptions?
Some of those wideouts would be Bueller.
Yeah, I'm telling you too, man. I picked the Saints defense in probably 80% of my leagues, and it seems like a pretty good pick. And nobody was drafted; like they were going undrafted if I didn't take them. And I kind of got scared. I'm like, of course, the defense is different than a player. The defense can't get hurt and be out. Yeah. You know, the defense is going to always be there. But I'm like, man, am I missing something? That the Saints not as good as I think they are? Because I really love that defense. And
I missed them by two picks because I was taking them.
Oh,
and so I ended up taking the Dolphins.
And in a ten man league, I'm surprised they even got drafted because I had several 12-man leagues that they didn't even go off the board. But I picked them up this week. I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, it's a defense. I'm thinking that little returner guy, he's due for some touchdowns. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, we're talking about 11.
Yes.
Harris.
Yeah.
Harris.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm thinking he's due for a touchdown. He's been close so many times.
And, of course, they, you know, threw the long ball to him for a touchdown last Sunday.
Well, what a throw.
Yeah.
But that's nice if you have him and then you have the Saints defense and then he returns a touchdown. Most scoring formats, I don't know if not all of them do it, but you double up on points. You get the points for the defensive touchdown and you get the points for him scoring that return.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, you can double up on that. Yeah.
All right. Well, good deal, Jason. So, going to keep an eye on things this week. So, overall, last week, your teams felt good about how your teams did?
I was 23-11.
Okay.
So that was my record for the week, around there, maybe 24-11. I can't remember exactly. But I told my wife, I said, this is the best I've felt about my teams, especially in fuzzies of any draft after the first week. That, you know, and I know it's just 1 week, and it's a long season. But I just like the makeup of my teams and how I think this season can go. So I'm really excited. You know, I had some Zeke and I had some Evans on the same team, unfortunately, and that kind of hurts you. And two dudes scored 10 points total.
Yeah.
You know, you know, it was a good week, and I'm excited about the season. And in my two big leagues, I won both of them. I was the high scorer in the league. So.
And of course, yeah, those are ones. Those are your big paying leagues.
Oh, I mean, those can, one of those pays my entry fee for 70% of everything. So I win one of those, and it's over. It's going to be a really good Christmas.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. If you stick around, we're going to talk about our picks of the week. So, you know, we'll let you know who we're thinking is the sure bet.
All right,
going into the weekend. All right, Jason, appreciate
it.
Talk to you on Tuesday.
Okay.
Later. All right, bye-bye.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little. The first thing we're going to do when we come back is talk our picks. I've got the Power 5 teams this week. Turbo's got.
I got the NFL.
Yeah, you've got the NFL. So Jeff has the group of five, and we'll be picking those along with some Saints news when we come back right here at 107.5 FM.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit HarrisHeatCool.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one?
Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with L.A. Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at L.A. Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. L.A. Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back to Bayou Sports. Remember, stay tuned. After the show, we've got Lee Kay coming on with the Breakfast Club. So coming off of last week, I'm sitting there with our picks at 1-0-1 with a push, and my counterparts here both at 1-1. So it's definitely nobody separated themselves. There was no 2-0 to 0-2, so nobody's behind the eight ball yet. So, Turbo, I'm going to let you go first picking the NFL. Let us know what your picks of the week are.
Yeah, I like the Cardinals who are playing their first home game as they take on the Vikings. Vikings had a rough game last week, and I don't think they're going to bring that to Arizona. Elsewhere, the Rams, I think
now the
Rams,
Cards, let's talk about the spread. So the
go
Cards
ahead. Yeah.
are giving 3.5 to the Vikings.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking the Arizona's going to beat them at least 24-20.
Got it.
All right, then my second game, I'm picking the Rams. I'm taking the Rams. They journey to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. They'll always be the Baltimore Colts to me. Anyway, they're playing in Indianapolis. That's also a 3.5. So I'm taking the Rams, who are also going to beat the Colts by at least a 24-20 score.
I like that pick. Well, Carson Wentz has a lot. He's watching ESPN the other day. They were talking about quarterbacks who are really under the gun right now. And Carson Wentz is one of those guys.
Yeah.
It
seems to me he has been for years.
Yes.
Really.
He had one good year in the NFL, and I think that was his second year in the NFL.
Kind of in a Trubisky-esque.
But still, Nick Foles had to finish off that season.
That is correct. That is correct.
He's a guy that always was brought in with so much promise. But again, from a smaller school, which is always a little scary. Some of those guys have done extremely well from your smaller schools. But you always do wonder, why wasn't that guy recruited a little higher? Was he a late bloomer with this? You know, Trey Lance, until Trey Lance gets out there, I mean, drafting a quarterback that high from South Dakota.
Yes.
It's just that's scary. But I do like that. I would have thought that the Rams, and I do realize when you're on the road, it's going to tighten it up a little bit, but man, I like that Rams pick. Okay.
All right.
So Jeff.
I think they overperformed last week.
Do you?
The Rams, yeah. I think the Bears gave them that game.
Yeah.
I mean, just really handed it to them on
a couple of occasions. I thought that game was closer than the score indicated.
Yeah.
I didn't think the Rams were that much better than the Bears. Yeah. I'll agree with that. I do believe that the Rams beat the Bears 7-8 out of 10 times.
You're hurt. You're hurting me, man.
But I do believe that, like I said, that game shouldn't have been won.